You're listening to News Tribune on Tap, The Fine Print, where we bring you the stories behind the stories. I'm your host, Mia Sanson, here with the latest headlines, newsroom reporter interviews, and a closer look at the people shaping our community. In today's episode, we will be covering stories from Wednesday, November 19th through Friday, November 21st. First up, we are talking about the event where Governor Mike Kehoe and First Lady Claudia Kehoe delivered more than 100 meals to Jefferson City families on Thursday with the help from Jefferson City School District. I'm here with state government reporter Damon Grosvenor to tell us more.
I was on the ground yesterday with the governor and several school representatives when they came through and delivered the meals. The meals were Thanksgiving meals that were crafted by the mansion chef. He put in turkey or ham, and it had pie recipes as well as other stuffing and sides. The purpose of Mansion on a Mission, according to Claudia Kehoe, the First Lady, was to give back to the community, and she really wanted to start here in Jefferson City. One of the more interesting aspects of the Mansion on a Mission is how helpful it's going to be for a lot of the families and the fact that it is an ongoing charity event. This is the first charity event for Mansion on a Mission. They didn't specify as to what future ones would be, but they are forthcoming, and they wanted it to be on a monthly schedule. Another really cool part of this story was this was the first time that Governor Kehoe had been able to take a tour of the Jefferson City Early Childhood Center since it was opened. He had toured it before while it was under construction, but because of State Fair, there were some conflicts in his schedule. And he was led on the tour by the principal there, Daniel Westmoreland. He visited several classrooms, got to talk with some of the kids and the teachers. I had not been there before, and it was stunning. It was amazing. Each of the different hallways are decorated in themes, kind of like one of them is ocean themed, so it has ocean decorations. It's painted blue, and there's jellyfish and coral hanging from the ceiling. It seemed like a fun place for the kids to be. I did not walk past a classroom that seemed rambunctious, but that could have just been because of the weather. Kehoe said that he thought the school was unbelievable, and that he was a big fan of the model.
So we know that Mansion on a Mission initiative, it's very new, yes, and there's going to be great things coming out of this. For the first event that they just hosted, how significant is this support to the families who receive these meals? What significance did you see?
So one of the individuals that I talked with, Mallory York, she's the homeschool coordinator for the Early Childhood Center. She helped identify the families that were most in need of the Thanksgiving meals. Mm-hmm. And she works with these families on a daily basis. And she would hand deliver some of these meals to them directly to the families. And she said it was very impactful for them. And the school is currently assisting 70 families here in Jefferson City through food drives and meal donations. And so this effort directly was a big boon to them.
Great. Thank you so much. Next, I will be giving you a brief over the Panda Express story written by our business reporter, Natalie Tan. Panda Express has confirmed that they're coming to Jefferson City. While it's no Olive Garden, people are still excited to see a new option for quick and easy food in the city. It will be built where the old Steak and Shake was at 2519 Missouri Boulevard. A California-based construction crew is currently working on demolishing the site, and a Panda Express spokesperson confirmed that the plan is for them to open up in the summer. From what we know, the menu will be the same as any other location, with a decor featuring nods to American Chinese culture, and it should be a much welcomed addition to Jefferson City. Thank you. Next up, we have the story about a grieving family seeking answers from Jefferson City elected officials and public safety agencies, but having little luck. With me is Steffi Smith, the city government reporter, to tell us more.
So Eric Spencer Sr. and Lorraine Schofield have gone to the city council and now the public safety committee to speak out about, and then also they had a few questions about their son who was shot and killed in a shopping center near Old Navy. And they are upset because the investigation hasn't made progress. He was shot on November 1st, and they, you know, want to see somebody held accountable for what happened, and they want to see updates on the investigation, and that is not happening, and they're not happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Have city officials acknowledged potential policy issues raised by this incident?
They're not able to comment on it because it is still an ongoing investigation, and that is also what the police chief said. Somebody at the public safety committee asked whether it was a self-defense situation outside of the Old Navy, but the police chief said that he cannot comment on the status of the case. That is also what the Cole County prosecutor has said when people have questions for him, is that he is not able to comment because it is still ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you foresee follow-up, a follow-up soon, or developments in this case?
So they have not released the name of the person that shot Eric Spencer Jr. The Cole County Prosecutor's Office said that a name would be released if they file official charges against the person. So if that does happen, there will be a follow-up story.
Okay, great. Thank you, Steffi. For our last story, we have a small update on the Governor's Mansion Christmas tree that we covered in Wednesday's episode. Here to tell us more is Elizabeth Garcia, the state government reporter.
Yeah, so on Friday, the Governor's Mansion announced its Christmas tree lighting ceremony and candlelight tour. It's a free public event. It will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on December 5th. The candlelight tour can be really fun because it allows visitors to tour and travel the inside of the first floor of the mansion, which will also be decorated and embellished with holiday decor. And there will also be more holiday decoration coming. There will be 10 7-foot Norway spruce trees decorating the brick path that leads to the front door of the mansion.
Wow.
So that will be an exciting thing to kind of travel through as you're kind of taking that tour. And on Monday, the mansion staff had already begun decorating. They put a 36-foot artificial tree in the lawn as well. So those smaller 7-foot Norway spruces will kind of accompany that.
So where did they get these, the Norway spruce trees?
Yeah, that's a great question. The Missouri Department of Conservation actually sourced them. Some foresters with the department got them from a Christmas tree farm and a tree nursery kind of near the Herman, Missouri area. And also during the tour and the lighting ceremony, some guests will make an appearance. This includes children and mothers from St. Raymond Society in Columbia and some representatives from Toys for Tots, who will collect donations of new unboxed toys for children, but they will also accept monetary donations. This is an annual event that happens at the Governor's Mansion, but it is a first for the new Kehoe administration, so visitors and the public will just get to see how they've decorated for the holidays and how they want to celebrate with Missourians.
Nice. Did they ever explain why they chose to go with an artificial tree this year?
You know, the release did not mention anything regarding the artificial tree, so right now we don't really have that information.
Okay, interesting. Thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you.
You've been listening to News Tribune on Tap, The Fine Print, a production from the News Tribune. I'm your host, Mia Sanson. For more stories and in-depth reporting, visit newstribune.com, follow us on Facebook at News Tribune, on Instagram at JC News Tribune, and on TikTok at news.tribune.jcmo, or pick up the latest edition. Thank you for joining us, and until next time.